With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A debate in Rhinelander featured the four Republicans running for the 7th Congressional District, which includes much of northern Wisconsin. WJFW Television hosted the debate, featuring Nina Baum, Jesse Eben, Kevin Hermaning, and Michael Alfonso. Candidate Nina Baum.
I'm a proud Rhinelander resident and the only candidate who has spent nearly their entire life in this district. I grew up on a dairy farm here. I went to college here. I started a business here. I co-founded Northwoods Young Professionals to help keep young workers up in the area.
Eben said she is a Christian conservative and a Trump Republican.
I will be prepared to go to Congress to defend our values and our way of life, of standing up for life. I'm pro-life, making sure our rights are not infringed upon, including our Second Amendment, that we make sure that our farmland is not covered by solar panels or windmills, that we delist the gray wolf, that we make sure we secure our southern border.
Hermaning spoke of his military service and business experience.
And I bring to this seat, to this race, a high degree of financial literacy, and I am best positioned to bring financial awareness and literacy to Washington as your next congressman. I am ready on day one. I'm not running to be somebody. I am running to do something.
Candidate Michael Alfonso.
We need to recommit ourselves to the Trump agenda here. Energy independence, cutting spending to shrink inflation, banning asset management companies from buying single-family homes. We need to stop the spread of Marxism, and that's why President Trump chose to endorse me.
WJFW will hold a debate featuring the Democratic candidates on July 14th. Incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany did not seek re-election, opting instead to run for Wisconsin governor. There are lots of studies on how toxic PFAS chemicals affect individual species in the Great Lakes. Now researchers at the University of Notre Dame have combined some of those studies for the most complete look yet at how so-called forever chemicals touch the entire food web. Interlochen Public Radio's Climate Solutions reporter Vivian Law has more.
Researchers analyzed more than 2,500 samples of algae, fish, birds, and other organisms across about 40 years of studies. They found that predators have the highest concentration of PFAS in the food web, fish and bird eggs are more contaminated than other tissue types, and the phase-out of chemicals does bring down concentration over time. University of Notre Dame professor Gary Lamberti is a co-author on the paper.
The food web itself is a vehicle for transferring these chemicals from one organism to another. So it's a more holistic view than we've known before.
Researchers also found that the upper Great Lakes have a smaller concentration of PFAS than the lower lakes, most likely because there's less industry and people. Lamberti says the study focused only on the 6 most monitored PFAS chemicals. There are more than 15,000 types. For IPR News, I'm Vivian Law.
An American flag made from an old beer sign has been restored at a unique tourist attraction in Bryce County. Wisconsin Public Radio reports for the first time since the 1970s, the flag hangs above the 200-plus statues that dot the grounds of Wisconsin Concrete Park. Renovations at the popular roadside art display in northern Wisconsin were completed just ahead of America's 250th anniversary. The Bryce County Park includes hundreds of works by the artist Fred Smith. He was a retired lumberjack and self-taught artist who turned his property in Phillips into an art park. His work is made of concrete, old glass bottles, rebar, wood, horse bones, and a beer sign. While it's been lost to time exactly when Smith created the flag, it came down in a storm in the 70s. The flag was stored in a workshop for decades, rusting away. The restored flag was rehung in time for the 4th of July. The flag was coated in polyurethane to help protect it. Another invasive species has made its way to Wisconsin. The Wisconsin DNR says pale swallowwort has been located along the border between Oconto and Shawnee counties. It was found in the outskirts of the town of Krakow. These are the first known populations in the state, making a rapid response critical to preventing the invasive from becoming established. This invasive vine twines and grows on top of surrounding vegetation, resulting in the displacement of native species in forests and grasslands. It's a member of the milkweed family and can outcompete native milkweed. Monarch butterflies may lay eggs on the invasive, but their caterpillars cannot survive on it. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by a conservative activist to obtain guardianship records in an effort to find ineligible voters in the presidential battleground state. The liberal-controlled court ruled 5-2 Tuesday that the records are not public and should not be released. The case has been wending its way through the courts for years and stems from attempts by conservatives to overturn President Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin over President Trump in 2020. The Trump administration is lowering tariffs on farm equipment through the end of the year. As Harvest Public Media's Emma George Griffin reports, the move comes at a time when many farmers are struggling.
Tariffs on select items made from steel, copper, and aluminum were lowered from 25 to 15% in June. Bob Thompson grows row crops in Michigan. He's also the president of the state's farmers union. Thompson says any cost cut is welcome, but in a tough farm economy, most producers are buying used machinery.
It doesn't bring much relief from the standpoint that many of us are not buying new equipment. We are typically running secondhand equipment, if you will.
Thompson says farmers need more stability and government policy that protects them from rising input costs. I'm Emma George Griffin, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.